June 1st, 1908. About the self-denial boxes. Ellen G. White. As I have made acquaintance with the poverty of the southern field, I have earnestly desired that some method might be devised by which the work for the colored people could be sustained. One night, as I was praying for this needy field, a scene was presented to me which I will describe. I saw a company of men working and asked what they were doing. One of them replied, "We are making little boxes to be placed in the home of every family that is willing to practice self-denial, in order that they may send of their means to help the work among the colored people of the South. Such boxes will be a constant reminder of the needs of this destitute race, and the giving of money that is saved by economy and self-denial will be an excellent education to all the members of the family." Without delay, I wrote to our brethren in the South to make little self-denial boxes and circulate them extensively, to be used as silent messengers in the homes of our people, to remind parents and children of their duty toward a neglected race. The Southern Missionary Society of Edgefield, now Madison, Tennessee, took up this matter at once and are now prepared to send the boxes to all who desire to help in this way. Fathers, mothers, teach your children lessons of self-denial by encouraging them to unite with you in dispensing with the things we really do not need, and in giving to the colored work the money thus saved. Tell your children of the poor colored people and their necessities. Implant in each tender heart a desire to deny self in order to help others. Lead the children early to realize the close relationship existing between money and missions. The fields are white for the harvest. Shall not the laborers have means for gathering in the precious grain? Will not those who know the truth see what they can do to help just now? Will not everyone cut off all needless expenditures? See what you can do in self-denial. Dispense with all that is not positively necessary. Come up to the measure of your God-given responsibility. Fulfill your duty toward the colored race. Some may say, "We are being drawn upon continually for means. Will there be no end to these calls?" We hope not, so long as there are in our world souls perishing for the bread of life. Until all has been done that you can do to save the lost, we ask you not to become weary of our repeated calls. Many have not yet done that which they might do, that which God will enable them to do, if they will consecrate themselves unreservedly to Him. The Lord's servants are to feel a noble, generous sympathy for every line of work carried on in the great harvest field. We are to be interested in everything that concerns the human brotherhood. By our baptismal vows, we are bound in covenant relation with God to make persevering, self-denying, self-sacrificing efforts to promote, in the hardest parts of the field, the work of soul-saving. God has placed upon every believer the responsibility of helping to rescue the most needy, the most helpless, the most oppressed. Christians are to enlighten the ignorance of their less favored brothers. They are to break every yoke and let the oppressed go free from the power of vicious habits and sinful practices. By imparting the knowledge sent from heaven, they are to enlarge the capabilities and increase the usefulness of those most in need of a helping hand. I have written concerning these boxes and the self-denial they will encourage, and I now ask if you will not accept the light that God has given to His people. These boxes should be used more than they have been, and let no one, either by pen or voice, hinder their circulation.